A word for you from Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine that he drank. I'd like to call this devotion your pre-decision. Have you made a pre-decision? Now I know that it sounds like a strange word. In fact, it's really a coined word, and there's no such thing in the Bible, but in a sense, that's what we find with Daniel. Though he was in no situation, in no position to make such a decision. Remember, he was the weakest. He was the kidnapped boy. Probably a teenage boy, because these had been chosen, Daniel and a few others had been chosen to learn the new language, and they had to be young to learn. And so they had lost everything. They were in a position of great weakness. They didn't have their parents around, nor their king. They weren't even in their land. They were now in exile, in the very worst kingdom of this world, Babylon, and one of the worst ungodly kings, Nebuchadnezzar. But nevertheless, even though they were in this position of great weakness, Daniel made some sort of pre-decision. It says here, Daniel resolved. Some translations it says, Daniel purposed in his heart. You see, a fundamental watershed moment of a decision. Your decision with Christ. Do you fully surrender to Him? Do you hand yourself totally to Him? Are you really His? Perhaps it's some sin where you make an absolute decision before God so that when the crisis comes, it doesn't matter, for the decision has already been made. And so Daniel resolved, he purposed, that they would not defile themselves. And so this situation of defiling themselves arose because the first thing that they were tempted with was food that was not committed, not allowed in their Jewish custom. Daniel found it easy to make the decision. And he was able to say, "We will not," because he had already made a decision before God. When also tatile yini lesos sin mumona,